This is the brief on proposed entry fees at Oahu's Homoluhia Botanical Garden. You know, this 400-acre sanctuary in Kaneohe saw over 729,000 visitors last year. So city officials are exploring a tourist fee to handle the overwhelming crowds. I mean, just imagine the entire population of a major city like Seattle wandering through a quiet botanical space. So how do you keep a nature reserve peaceful with literally that much foot traffic? Well, first, right now the garden is actually still completely free. But to manage the immediate stress, they started closing every Thursday in 2026 just so the small staff can kind of catch up on essential plant care and maintenance. Second, transitioning to a long-term solution, a new master plan expected this fall is considering a non-resident entrance fee. It's modeled after Hanamuma Bay, meaning tourists would pay, but it likely remained free for locals. This cash would fund upgrades and move the entrance away from nearby homes. But it makes you wonder, right? Will a fee actually shrink these massive crowds or just change who's willing to pay for the experience? Finally, you've got to look at the bigger picture here. Homoluhia isn't acting in a vacuum. Hawaii is aggressively managing heavy visitation statewide. Other highly popular spots like Diamond Head, Maui's Waianapanapa State Park, and Kauai's Ope Kala Falls have already added non-resident fees, reservations, or visitor caps. To summarize, while the botanical garden is free to enjoy right now, that fall 2026 master plan could soon mean tourists will have to pay to get in. Nature is priceless, but keeping it pristine certainly isn't.